Hey there, listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the chaos of life with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Ever feel like you're stuck in a communication rut? You know, that feeling when words get lost in translation, misunderstandings become epic battles, and relationships start fraying at the edges. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the powerful art of communication and how it can be the foundation for building healthy, fulfilling relationships. First things first, let's acknowledge that communication isn't just about talking, it's a two-way street listening actively, understanding perspectives, and expressing ourselves clearly and respectfully. Now, I'm not saying this is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Relationships can be complex, emotions run high, and sometimes our inner critic takes the stage with its negativity, making communication feel like walking through a minefield. But trust me, mastering effective communication is one of the most valuable skills you can develop. Think of it as your mental fitness training. Strengthening those communication muscles will lead to more fulfilling connections with everyone around you. So, what are some key takeaways to help us build these rock-solid relationships? First up, practice active listening. This isn't just hearing words, it's truly absorbing what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to their tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions. When you actively listen, you show genuine interest and create a space where people feel heard and understood. It's like giving them a virtual high five, hey, I see you, I hear you, and your thoughts matter. Second, be mindful of your own communication style. Are you a talker or a listener? Do you tend to get emotional quickly? Understanding your tendencies helps you adapt your approach based on the situation. Sometimes, a little self-awareness is all it takes to avoid unnecessary conflicts. Third, strive for clarity and empathy. When expressing your thoughts and feelings, choose your words carefully to ensure you're being understood. Avoid ambiguity and generalizations. Remember, you always, statements can quickly turn into relationship grenades. Instead, try using a statement like, I feel hurt when. This fosters open communication and allows for a more compassionate understanding of each other's perspectives. Now, let's talk about managing conflict constructively. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how we handle them makes all the difference. Approach conflicts with a calm and respectful attitude, focusing on finding solutions rather than assigning blame. Remember, the goal is not to win an argument, but to understand each other's needs and find common ground. Think of it like playing chess. Strategize your moves, anticipate your opponent's reactions, and aim for a checkmate that benefits both players. Finally, don't underestimate the power of appreciation. Regularly express gratitude and affection for the people in your life. A simple thank you or a heartfelt compliment can go a long way in strengthening bonds and fostering a positive environment. Remember, a little bit of appreciation goes a long way. It's like watering a plant. Consistent care helps it thrive. Think about that last time you had a really great conversation with someone, maybe a friend, a family member, or even a coworker. What made it so special? Was it the way they listened, their ability to express themselves clearly, or their genuine interest in what you had to say? I bet it felt good, right? That feeling of connection and understanding is exactly what we're aiming for when we build healthy relationships through effective communication. It's like having a superpower, the ability to connect with people on a deeper level and create meaningful bonds that enrich our lives. So, remember, my friends, practice active listening, be mindful of your communication style, strive for clarity and empathy, manage conflict constructively, and never underestimate the power of appreciation. These are your tools for building strong, lasting relationships. Start using them today. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take this week to improve your communication skills? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast if you found it helpful. Until next time, keep those stoic minds strong and those conversations flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.